Well, it was a short night for us last night, really, or this morning. So just trying to grind through the Atlanta film and also the Cincinnati-Cleveland game. And I'm going to turn the page on this one and get on to the Bengals. But certainly a good win for our team in Atlanta against a good football team in a high energy environment. It's good to get down there and win. Things we did well in the game. There's certainly other things that we need to improve on, but that's the way it is for every team. Certainly the way it is this time of year anyway. So we'll continue to try to plug away on that and just do a better job on what we need to do, but at the same time, start getting ready for Cincinnati here. Got a real quick turnaround on them. So, be a big challenge this week. Bengals are a good football team. Great record last year. Got a lot of skilled players on in all three phases of the game. Well coached. A good solid organization. So, we know that'll be tough out there this week.
So, what is the impact of losing Vince Wilfork going to have on you guys?
I don't really have a lot of new information on that. We'll just have to see how things turn out here. He's an outstanding player. We all know that. He gives us great leadership and is a strong contributor on and off the field in the locker room and everything else. So we'll just have to see what how things come together for him and also what obviously is. He's not there, then I mean everybody having to pull a little bit more weight on their end.
Next question will come from Howard Ullman.
Yeah, Bill. As far as you know now, does Vince have a torn Achilles? With the information you have at this moment.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot of information here. Like I said, we got back late last night. I know they're gonna look at him and do some tests this morning, and that's really about all I know. I haven't heard any more about that, and not sure exactly what the status of that is. That's pretty common after every game. I get back here late off the road, and then guys come in and they, whatever the injury is, then they either get it treated or sometimes get it looked at in a little more detail with a test or whatever the case might be, whatever our medical department decides they need, and if we go from there.
Just as a quick follow, you expect them to miss most or all of the season from what you know?
Yeah, I really don't know much right now. Really,
okay.
Don't know much. I had a chance to meet with our medical people, and I don't even know what they've done yet this morning. So just trying to trying to get caught up on what I need to do, and it'll all come together here at some point during the day.
Bill, what does it mean to be 4-0 right now?
It's nice, but we got a lot of football left to play. It's a long season. So I think the most important thing for our team is to continue to improve. We're not where we need to be as a team. We're making progress. We're certainly doing things better than we did 4 games ago or a month ago, but still, a lot of things that we can improve on, a lot of areas that we need to work in. Yeah. So that's the next step.
Bill, what went into the decision to give the players the day off today?
I just felt like it was the best thing we could do given the situation with the late game and all that.
I hope they give a role as, to lead, played in the secondary, since he's been here in Foxborough.
Yeah, Keith, and he's done a good job for us. A real good job. Smart player, good communicator. Really, really competes hard. Really competes well every day in practice. Competes well on the field, whatever he has to do. Man coverage, zone coverage, tackling, special teams. Whatever it is, he really works hard, competes hard, and a smart guy with good skills and a good football player, communicates well with his teammates. He's one of our off-season award winners. So he's put in a lot of hard work, and he's had some good results.
Good morning, Bill. I'm curious, specific to Joe Villano, what he has done that has allowed him to emerge a little bit as a contributor for the team this year.
Joe's a hardworking kid. He was a productive player in college, and he played a lot of spots at Maryland. He played end, he played tackle, he played some on the nose. Got good instincts, got a nose for the ball and good feel for what's going on. But he's really worked hard to first come in as an undrafted player and earn a spot on the roster, and he's had an opportunity to get some playing time as it went through preseason, and he took advantage of those opportunities with made a few plays, had some production, and that probably led to a little bit more opportunity and so forth. So I think that there's a lot of things that he's improved in terms of technique and recognition and reaction and all that. And he's still got a long way to go, but definitely making progress. But he works hard every day. He's usually the first one on and last one off the field or close to it. Puts in a lot of extra time, tries to get better at the things he needs to work on, and that's helped him.
And as a similar question with Chris Jones, who you guys have had since claiming him September 11th, haven't really had a chance to ask you just sort of what you saw in him, whether it was in the draft process or over the last 3 to 4 weeks, that makes you think, he's a guy that you want to work with and see what's there.
Right. Well, of course, we did all the players coming out in the draft, and Chris is part of that process. He ended up being drafted by Houston. We claimed him at the final cut, where Tampa had priority and got him. So, and when they had, got into a roster bind and had to release him, then we were able to claim him the second time. And this is the first game he was active for, so he's had a couple weeks of practice, a lot of meetings with Coach Graham, and extra work on the field before and after practice, especially after practice, one-on-one, different group drills that we do and so forth. So I think he's getting a better familiarity with our system and our communication and the techniques that we play and all that. He did some of those in Houston, where he played both those and in their 3-4 scheme. And of course, he's played an even front as well down there. Their sub defense, similar to ours, and also some of that in college. So, but I think just overall getting familiar with what we do, our calls, his assignments, our block reactions, all those kind of things. It's gotten better over the last couple of weeks. He was active for the game. I had an opportunity to play something last night. Hopefully he can build on that.
Hi, Bill. I'm just wondering what you've seen out of Matthew Mulligan these last 3 weeks. He obviously made an impact in the game last night.
He had a big catch on third down on the red area. That's playing the game. Good throw. Tight throw, but a good throw and good catch. Matt's an experienced player. We've seen him through the years, played against him when he was at the Jets, and if I had been able to see him through the in his travels through the league, and he's a tough kid, smart. He came in here and picked things up and learned them pretty quickly. Again, I'm sure that he's done a lot of the things that we do, just they might have been termed differently or had a little different, we're systematically just termed a little bit differently, but similar type techniques and so forth. He's a pretty experienced player, so he's worked hard. Hasn't had a great deal of playing time, but has been solid with the playing time that he's had, and of course that's type of thing that will lead to more opportunity. So, does his job, knows what his role is, works hard to do it well. And he's getting some good solid plays in there when he's been on the field. But James, working
he's
hard, having a role,
it.
But when he's called on to do it, he goes in there and performs it well. That's, I need that.
Are his hands better than he's given credit for? Because he's known as a blocker.
Yeah, I think his hands are good. He catches the ball well. I don't think that's really an issue. I don't think he's ever going to... I mean, he is a blocker. He's tough and he's strong. But I think he catches the ball fine.